I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal, and this is your Money Briefing. How should retirement savers prepare for market shocks like the one we've been experiencing?
But what if you cut your spending when the markets cause your portfolio to decline? And so if people, there are certain sort of recipes for doing that that have held up very well looking at historic data.
We'll talk with Ann Turgeson of the Wall Street Journal in a moment. It's quite unsettling to see your retirement portfolio tumble by 10% in a matter of a week. That's been the reality for many investors as the coronavirus outbreak has led to extreme market volatility. So what steps should you take ahead of time to protect your portfolio in the event of a coronavirus-like sell-off? Joining us is the Wall Street Journal's Ann Turgeson. And I assume if one is years away from retirement, there's no reason to make changes to a long-term financial plan. But what should retirees or near retirees do? What's the first thing that they should consider in the event of a market shock like this?
Well, one thing that they might want to consider is just doing some simple math and trying to figure out whether they've saved adequately, whether the amount that they've saved, especially for people who are near retirement, who might have the option to postpone retirement, you know, working longer is one possibility. So you really kind of owe it to yourself to do that math and figure out whether the amount you've saved is going to be sufficient or whether maybe, you know, it's going to require you to be a little bit aggressive throughout retirement.
Is there some formula that works that would help a saver figure out how much he or she should save?
Right. So the basic formula is that you take the amount you want to spend. In the article, I gave the example of a couple that wants $90,000 in income, which would be, you know, pre-tax income. You subtract the amount that you expect to receive in terms of a pension or Social Security. So in the example, I took $90,000 of income, subtracted $50,000 in expected Social Security, and we're left with $40,000, which is the amount that you need from your savings every year to sort of plug that gap. You multiply that number, 40,000, by 25, and that gives you $1 million. Now, that assumes that you're going to be withdrawing according, you know, that $40,000 according to the 4% rule, which is a rule that has held up throughout, you know, most of the markets that we know about, you know, historically, even during the Depression, the 4% rule held up. It's not to say it will hold up going forward. In fact, there are some people who believe that it's too aggressive and that retirees need to spend more like 3%. But, you know, that's just sort of a barometer to give you a rule of thumb.
What's another thing that people should do against market falls? You talk about how it's probably best to go more conservative.
Well, it's really up to you. I mean, all these things are judgment calls. So, you know, there is some research that shows that, you know, typically what people do is they manage their money on sort of what they call a glide path throughout life so that when you're in your 20s, you know, ideally you have like 90% in stocks and 10% in bonds. And when you're in your 90s, you might have the reverse. But, you know, throughout your life, you're sort of reducing your dependency on stocks and increasing the percentage of your money that's in bonds. There is some research that shows that when people in the five, maybe six, seven years after people retire, they're more vulnerable to stock market declines. And the reason why is because you're taking money out. And if the markets are falling, your balance is declining because of the markets. And then you're sort of exacerbating the problem by pulling money out. And, you know, of course, right when you retire, a lot of people have to think about making that money last for, you know, 30 years or so. So this research shows that when people in the 5 or 6 years after people retire, it's better to actually have a lower allocation to stocks at that point. And so to reduce your allocation to stocks, you know, you might be on a glide path before retirement where you have 60% in stocks, but right after retirement, you reduce to 30% and you gradually actually build back up over the course of your retirement. Now, this provides better downside protection if we encounter bad markets in, you know, that period of 5 years after you retire. The trade-off, though, is that if we don't have bad markets in that time frame, then, you know, that you will be giving up some of the upside potential of your portfolio. So I think it's just a matter of what people what kind of trade-offs people want to make and how comfortable they are taking the risk associated with the stock market.
Of course, people can sort of duck this problem altogether by working longer.
Right. I mean, that's a great way to kind of shore up, you know, your finances. And if you have any concerns, even if you realize that there may be more, you know, I mean, sort of some of the beauty of sitting down and doing the math and figuring out whether you've saved enough is that sometimes, you know, people who are very anxious can see, gee, no, I've definitely saved enough. I've saved more than enough. And they might feel more comfortable going ahead and retiring. But if you're sort of, you know, you're coming up short or you're close to coming up short, you know, then in that case, working longer can have a dramatic impact on retirement security.
And there are certain strategies as far as cutting spending is concerned, aren't there?
Right. So that's another thing. You know, the 4% rule that we talked about earlier, where people want to spend $40,000, they have $1 million portfolio, that should be sustainable given historic circumstances. But that's also premised on this idea that you're going to spend that same amount in inflation-adjusted terms every year throughout retirement. In reality, you know, when markets fall, particularly when they fall, you know, like, you know, significantly, I think retirees respond by cutting their spending to the extent that they can. So people have done research, too, on, you know, what happens if you have a spending rate that maybe it starts at 4%, maybe you even go to 5%, which is probably the upper limit of where you should start, you know, if you expect to live for 30 years or so. But what if you cut your spending when the market's cause your portfolio to decline? And so if people, there are certain sort of recipes for doing that that have held up very well looking at historic data.
And you talk about spend from winners. What exactly do you mean by that?
Right. So I think when markets decline, one of the strategies that enables people to kind of profit from a rebound quicker is to rebalance. And so that means if I want to be 60-40 and 60% in stocks, 40% in bonds, and the markets, the stock market declines, and all of a sudden I've got 50% in stocks and I've got more in bonds, I've got, you know, what you do is you sell some of your bonds, which we've seen over the past week bonds have appreciated. So those are your winners. You sell some and you buy more stocks. And so what you're doing is you're buying stocks when they're cheaper. But for retirees, there's sort of an added step, which is that, you know, when if I need, you know, say $40,000 to fund my pay my bills this year, when you sell those bonds, that's where you get your money to live on. You know, maybe you end up having to take some from the stocks too, but the idea is to try to better insulate your stock portfolio when it's down so that you're not actually selling on top of, you're not actually withdrawing money on top of the decline in market value.
Ann Turgeson of the Wall Street Journal, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.